Yeah.
I don't watch that game where the grown men play with the ball anymore.
Yeah. We're going to give up on football.
I'm an artist.
Yeah. You're going to focus more on the arts?
Nope.
Yeah.
Yep.
Focusing more on the arts.
Yeah. What about this melty clock?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm more interested in that.
Yeah. What about this desert scene that's got a waterfall?
Right.
Or something, you know?
And what about this dumb bitch that's smiling?
Yeah. What about the smirking asshole? What about this smirking asshole? What about, he's talking about the Mona Lisa.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, smirking ass bitch.
What about this guy with four arms?
What about that tiny dick? What about this huge motherfucker with the tiny dick? The big white one with the curly hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, look at them two. They're touching fingers. They're about to touch.
What about this Campbell soup can?
Yeah, dude.
What was the message behind that, Andy Warhol?
What, the Campbell soup thing? It was pop art.
It was pop art. Yeah.
So using popular things that and I personally don't understand the value.
Yeah.
But some people
seem my guess would be it's some kind of commentary on capitalism.
That's what I was told. But
that would be my guess.
That is so funny. But that's just a can of Campbell's.
But I'm not familiar enough with Andy Warhol's work to speak with any certainty on that.
He was one of you.
Alex too has a pretty low tolerance for gay shit.
I know, it's incredible.
Yeah. It's not like I have a pretty explicit no gay shit policy. He has a slight more tolerance for gay shit than I do.
Yeah, which is why I can allow.
And you understand too, when I say gay shit, I never mean it for the homosexual.
Which is why I can allow John's deep throat voice right now.
The Lions game ruined me.
No, I mean out of all the gay men, I would say that you have one of the lowest tolerances for gay shit.
Oh god.
In like the sex.
No.
The sex part of the the relationship part.
No, everything you're into is pretty dope. For the most part.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird, right?
Yeah, everything he's into is pretty dope.
Yeah.
Stand up, music. Video games you play, you do have a gay video game. That Death Stranding is pretty funny.
No, Death Stranding is the shit.
Nah, do other gay people hate you for that?
Mailman.
No, it's cool. You get to build roads and shit.
Nah, dude.
And zip lines.
Yeah, you do. That is the only moderately gay shit that you're into is civil engineering.
That is very gay. Design a bridge.
Yeah, dude, this is really into
you're not designing the bridge, you're designing the connection two different points where you need to get to get various things.
Philosophically, yes.
Make deliveries, get more materials to build more zip lines.
Yes.
Efficient forms of commerce. It's more efficient forms of commerce.
In the primitive days, if you were to build a bridge, nobody would call that gay shit. Mm-mm. I'm saying nowadays, mm-hmm. if you design a bridge
or want to put a bridge somewhere shit. Or want to put a bridge somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Unless you're putting on a hard hat.
Right.
You're putting on a hard hat and doing the work yourself, cool.
You know, it's not gay swimming across that river.
Mm-mm. Not a bit. Not a bit. You know what's not gay? Portaging a canoe. You know what I mean? That's not gay.
Or saying portaging.
Yeah, or using portage for that matter. Yeah, dude.
The Lions are done.
Yeah,
we're done with the Lions, right?
You gave up on them, huh?
Are you guys done with the podcast too?
No.
You should quit.
Because we still have Michigan.
Yeah.
We talk about both.
Yeah, and they're both.
And Michigan is just killing it right now.
And there's just so much news to share.
Yeah, that is. There's a lot to talk about there. Oh man, you know what? Here's one thing. Dan Campbell needs to he's wasting time with the timeouts. What about that? He's like 18 seconds go by.
Yeah.
I know you were there, but if you rewatch the game on TV, man, he's wasting time. With his glasses.
I was on board with not calling it right away, like right when they got inside the 20.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was okay with running up and trying to like run one more play.
Mm-hmm.
But there needed to be a timeout right after that, though. Like right at the next time you ran a play that didn't stop the clock, there needed to be a timeout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
no grit.
Yeah, that's my whole thing right now is like that grit bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't have grit when you give up 250 fucking. You know, when you give up 250 yards, the fifth worst run offense in the fucking game.
And then rush for
18 yards.
I mean.
Or whatever it was.
I mean, I know it's an excuse, but we are maybe the most beat up team in the league right now.
Maybe. And then on that same point, fire the entire fucking training staff.
That's my next point. We have to change the way we practice, and we need a training staff that can keep these people fucking healthy.
I don't think we need to change. I think a lot of people, I think maybe. Okay, I'll say that maybe.
I think they
But the bottom line is we are historically injured now.
No, right. We definitely, first step, we need a new training staff. Yeah. We need people in there that can keep these guys healthy.
And take it easy, fellas.
But like maybe don't hit every fucking day. Like maybe give these guys a break.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like this is these aren't college kids.
Yeah.
These are adults.
These are our assets. These are the assets that are essential to my happiness.
Well, after your body passes a certain age, and that age is not that old.
Like, no.
Contrary to popular belief, that age is not that old. Your body just can't take it.
Yeah.
You need more time to fucking recover. And if you're hitting every fucking day, you're just destroying yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
We just have problems. I'm sorry I brought it up, actually.
Yeah.
I really am.
I think we need an entire newly do. I mean, I love Brad. I love Dan, but we need a better draft this year. We need a better free agency this year. We need a new. I think we might need a new defensive scheme. I think the 4-3 scheme is.
John Morton can fucking pack his bags.
Yeah. No, he's we need an actual offensive
coordinator.
Somebody
serious out there. Yeah.
Yeah, we need an actual offensive coordinator.
Dude, he might go get Brian Daboll.
From the Giants. Yeah. He's being floated as a Michigan candidate.
Dude, apparently he's a notoriously known prick. I'm like, that's not gonna fit the vibe, but
yeah,
maybe he's gonna. Well, the thing is, too, I don't know how you can be a prick when you have a 6'5", 280-pound. You know,
wife.
No, fucking coach standing in front of you looking down at your bald fucking head.
Well, also, I mean, Ben Johnson took a lot of people with him. So that immediately, like, makes our pool of people we could possibly promote much smaller.
Well, on top of that, too, everyone else had already been picked through.
And that's the thing. Yeah. And that's the other thing.
He's doing the Campbell after the games, too.
Dude, they're going to have such a
post-game locker room.
Hey.
They're praying. He's getting up off a knee.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what? You know what?
What?
Karma comes back to fucking bite you in the ass.
Yeah. Dude.
What are you saying?
It's a Cinderella story. Their opponent's record is garbage.
I'm going to say it right now. This is a retooling year. They're going to come back. They're going to come back next year.
Notice he didn't say rebuild.
No.
Retool. How could you rebuild with this many, much hot shit on your fucking squad?
Listen,
you know?
Listen.
We're not knocking down the workshop.
No. Listen. All you need are two very good offensive linemen, because then that puts two of our current offensive linemen on the bench, which is where they should be.
Yes.
And then
first and foremost, and then, that would be the priority.
And we have to get someone who can consistently rush on the other side of Hutch. We have to.
And I hate to break it to you on this front too, but we need two safeties, because Kirby Joseph might be out forever.
Yes.
And Brian Branch is gone till the middle of next year.
I think
Brian Branch is a full year recovery on an Achilles.
I don't disagree with that. We for sure have to start thinking about Kirby's replacement. That is 1,000%. Even if he comes back, we have to start thinking about his replacement. I think a lot of our problems in the secondary get solved by another consistent pass rusher.
I could not agree with you more, my friend. That's why we should start a Lions podcast.
I think
we're
agreeable. You guys are just parroting the ticket. That's all you guys are
doing. Is that what we're doing?
But that's because it's so obvious what this team needs.
That's what, I mean, this is what the team needs, a better defense overall. Fuck the O-line. They'll figure it out,
First of all, this defense is the most beat up it's ever been. Last year it was beat up, but it was mostly role players that were beat up. Other than Hutch, and...
last year we were decimated. Malcolm Rodriguez, Anzalone.
Okay,
but they weren't like our top guys.
Yeah, but
this year our top guys are gone.
Yeah, well, but they just ran on us.
Yeah, but this year Kirby Branch.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. A lot more, absolutely more.
Arnold,
effective.
Reed.
Yes, more effective players.
Like the players that we had injured this year, I would argue were much higher level than the players that were injured last year. Other than Hutch. Hutch is the only one.
But Aleem hasn't produced.
He hasn't produced.
He hasn't done a fucking thing.
I think
he's like his first tackle yesterday.
I think he's probably still recovering.
Mahogany has looked limpy as fuck too.
I don't even know
how a human being plays that position, the mud plug. I don't even know how they play that. All I can think about when I watch them is just my hand getting caught in between the helmet and the helmet.
Yeah.
You know? just my hands and my nose. Like, I'd be like, ah. I'm a scared boy when it comes to the trenches.
Yeah.
You got to be a biggin'.
Yeah, it's
a full grown.
I remember the difference of being 215 pounds as a center and 270 pounds.
Yeah.
And feeling the difference there and being like, whole. And I'm, because that year I like had a, I had a really good, like, before I tore my ACL, it was a really good year. Mm-hmm. And I remember just being like, holy, because I had technique when I was smaller.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I was really strong. Yeah. And on top of that, no, it was not at all. Protein, heavy protein.
McDonald's McRibs.
Honestly, God, I ate so much fucking McDonald's, dude. I ate so much fucking McDonald's, but I also ate a shitload of fucking chicken breasts.
Yeah.
A lot of steaks. I was just protein heavy. And the difference between a 16-year-old kid and a 17-year-old kid, just picture the difference between someone who's actually a really good football player that makes those kind of steps and growth. And we need someone that's going to be able to maintain those steps and growth without being injured.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the biggest culprit is just training staff. We need a better training staff.
Something. Like,
this wouldn't be happening if when Harbaugh was at Michigan, we had like one of the craziest training staffs. Mm-hmm. And nobody was getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Quorum got hurt and he came back.
Mm-hmm.
He came, like, he got hurt. He should have been gone for way longer than he was, and he came back. That's like very important. You have to have a training staff.
Yeah. Invest in them, I would say.
Yes.
Now, we don't need to fire the guys. Because imagine those guys right now listening to this. They're like, I tell them to stretch. Like, I tell them to stretch. Yeah. And I make them work out on the right things.
I heard we are.
There's more than just.
I've heard.
I know there's somebody out there that's better than what.
But
doing.
I think. But also, I just think that we go way too hard.
Yeah,
we got to pull back. I mean, I'm not saying don't hit at all, maybe. But
dude,
can't.
Do you ever go and see like so many people are out of practice? Mm-hmm. There's so many guys that did not practice.
Yeah,
did not feel like they sit them.
Gonna be long.
They sit them. Yeah, I'm thinking he's gonna. That's what scares me. Is you say like we need two offensive linemen, but Decker's gonna fucking retire.
And that's the
Glasgow
thing.
Might
and
fucking
and
retire.
And that's the thing. I'm not too worried about Glasgow. I mean, Glasgow.
But I'm saying if you're talking about moving him to his backup position,
we just signed Anzalone.
No, we didn't.
Didn't we?
Anzalone's gone.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, we signed Derek Barnes. Who has been
great? That was
production
perfect.
Minus.
That's perfect.
Flashy at best. Flashy at best. Yeah, yeah. You said it.
I'm still not worried. I'm still not worried. This is a retooling year.
It's a retool, dude. We got to sharpen some things. Got to sharpen it a little bit.
The most important thing is the offensive line. It's we have to just get the offensive line. Because listen, the offense is not helping the defense by not being able to stay on the fucking field.
100%, but our defense, and
do we still have the most points in the NFL?
Yeah.
I mean, we're still
we're
up
like
there.
Third, I think. We're okay. Like third, I think.
We were first, like, a week ago.
Yeah, yeah, I think we're like third
now. That, to me, was like, there you go. That's, mm-hmm. There's our problem, the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Well, but
it's
a little
do,
it's people? A little misleading, too, though, because a lot of that is like, Jameer breaks like a 40-yard run, you know what I mean?
True.
So it's a little bit misleading.
When that happens
to
us last night.
But still, even though it is a little bit misleading, the fact that Jameer can break a 40-yard run that consistently with this offensive line is like, okay, if we had an offensive line that was just 30% better than what we have right now, we wouldn't be where we are.
Yeah, but that motherfucker couldn't break wind yesterday.
Well, I mean, the Steelers are fucking good, man.
Steelers are not that good. They got Cam Hayward. They're fucking beyond that. TJ Watt's injured. They're fucking
also,
like,
but also, we didn't have our starting fucking offensive line either.
Yeah. No, we haven't had him in fucking 2 years.
Yeah, but we had. So not only did we not have our starting offensive line, but we barely had our second string offensive line. Like,
yeah,
these
we
guys
were on
literally practice squad guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'll tell you, this branch wouldn't not have allowed those long runs.
No.
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 That would not have happened.
No. Our safeties were fucking.
Shitty
our safeties
angles.
Were playing in Woodhaven for
they
some
look,
fucking
yeah.
reason.
That's why they're fourth string safeties.
Yeah.
And we changed centers three times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to be fair.
You're going
to
give Michael Neese some time? You think Neese is the fucking trick?
But our D-line was our D-line.
As and it's starting our
starting
D-line
and
our starting
linebackers. And that's
and we didn't stop fucking shit.
Against the shit team.
Against the
and
fifth
Rogers,
worst run offense.
His
and fucking
comfortability up there when it's fucking big nose. Mm-hmm.
You know what I saw at one point that I fucking loved? He looked up and he said, like, Jack Campbell was chasing him down and he, like, ran out of bounds and Jack Campbell, like, didn't hit him. and Aaron Rodgers kind of leaned over to Jack Campbell, kind of started whispering something to him, and Jack Campbell didn't even fucking turn his head and he just went right back to the fucking thing. I was like, don't talk to me, you old piece of shit.
So let's go positive.
All I want is your fucking head.
Let's go positive side. We got Jack Campbell. I don't know how long we have him. I think he's the best linebacker in the fucking
We're going to extend him this offseason. We're extending him for sure. And he won't go anywhere.
Yeah, there's no way.
I'm just really excited to be a Lion for life.
Because once your linebacker white and balding.
Okay, listen. The reason why we can let Anzalone go is because Campbell now is a vet. Mm-hmm. And so we can go get a rookie to put next to him now. When he was a rookie, obviously we can't have another rookie over there. We have to keep Anzalone. But now we can let Anzalone walk because Campbell is the vet now.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get a young guy to put next to Campbell and he can kind of like groom them now.
Which has always been the plan because Anzalone wasn't extended. You know what I mean? He was
right.
We have.
And the thing, I mean, like, I hate that because I love Anzalone, but like we have to start making decisions on people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
we can't afford everybody.
Right. We have to start making decisions on people. And
I hope Ali McNeil puts
the positive. Who we got? All right. So we got Campbell for sure.
Branch
is gonna be back. You said a year.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think the solid you don't touch these guys are Hutch, Branch, and Campbell.
No Laporta?
On defense. I'm just going defense right now.
Okay.
So on defense, I think Hutch, Campbell, and Branch are the three that are like, these three can't go anywhere.
Let me say this as well. One of the best things that could have fucking happened to us from a back end of football perspective is Laporta getting hurt this year and us being able to extend him this summer for fucking maybe... It ain't going to be a big discount, but it wouldn't be the fucking price
you have to give that motherfucker. Money.
Dude, hey, brother, it's a lifestyle. I think about all sides of the game.
Okay? That's crazy. I don't understand that side of it at all.
It's a lifestyle. Okay.
Money.
But listen, Zach Martinez, the fucking other, like, he's also the one that gets to spend a lot more time on this than I do.
Yeah. But yeah, on defense, I think those three are like, you can't let these three go.
But we're going to have to pay a lot of people, I think, coming up, right?
Yes.
A lot of people that are...
Well, we're going to have to pay Jameer, right?
We're going to have to pay Jameer.
Yeah, yo.
Mm-hmm. David Montgomery, which means... I mean, we got David Montgomery for another season plus. But because we gave him an extension last year, I think, or the year before. I can't remember. But yeah, we're going to have to pay Jameer. We're going to have to pay Laporta. We're going to have to pay...
JMO's done.
JMO's done. St. Brown's done. It's really
Goff.
Goff. They'll backload his deal. I think he's got.
Speaking of Goff, I say we get Patrick Mahomes.
Dude, I don't give
Goff
a fuck.
Had a good game.
I like Goff. I like him. I love him.
Everyone wants to have a fucking. Everyone wants Patrick. Dude, fuck Goff Patrick puts
the ball
where that ball needs to be.
Not okay. Dude, let's not go down this.
He had a good game yesterday.
He had a great game. His stats always line up nice.
Let's stay positive.
Keep in mind that his stats always line up nice.
Okay, let's get really positive. Jake Paul got his jaw broke.
Yeah, that was cool. But going back to that, think about it. You might get Branch and Laporta cheaper than you would have otherwise.
Yeah.
On an extension.
Yeah. Did you see he?
But yes, he did get his jaw broken.
Did you see?
And the thing is, too, to me, that they had a contract. This has to go 3.5-4 rounds. Like, this has to go 3 or 4 rounds because we're not going to put all this in for a fucking. Yeah. Because Anthony Joshua was pulling punches harder than, you know, you ever pulled your dick in your life. Mm. I'll tell you that right now.
Did you see right before he knocked him out, he smirked?
Yeah. He just had him squared up. I mean, and the thing is, he hit it. And when he saw, as soon as he hit him, I go, night. and Alice goes, what? And I go, his jaw is fucking broken. That was a clean. When you see the, like, everything just fucking shifted.
Dude, when they put it in slow motion, his jaw went
Did it go like,
you could tell it just detached.
Was it like a
Sylvester Stallone?
Did it break in multiple places?
I think it broke in two places.
Oh, you're happier?
Here's the thing.
He was doing this.
I go,
he's going to get his fucking jaw broken.
He smirked beforehand.
Joshua smirked.
Have you ever seen, I would love to see one boxer just do like a cartoony fucking wind up.
It was basically like that. It was basically like that. He literally was squared up. He was squared up. He smirked and then threw like a quick little jab and then
feigned. I saw. He feigned because his arms are here. His mouth is agape. He feigned. His arms were down. He feigned. He came back with this. And just came right through with a straight right.
And Paul down there like, whoa. Fuck,
yeah, he
shit.
Turned and he looked at his corner and was like, whoa.
I respect that a little
bit. Whoa. And was broken. I mean, his jaw was broke.
Yeah.
You know, he goes, and I think he said that. I mean, then, after, I don't know, someone else. But in my opinion, he could have cleaned that fight up in the first or second round.
Oh, yeah, for
but
sure.
But maybe he and respected Jake Paul a little bit. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think he respected him in that way. I think he respected him in a way that, like, he got in the ring with me.
Yes.
But I don't think he respected him in a sense of, like, this is a great fighter.
No, dude, in reality, Jake Paul cuts fucking 10 pounds and he's a cruiserweight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, or a light heavy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He could be a light heavyweight.
Here's my thing, though. Jake Paul hasn't been fighting his entire life. He picked up fighting in, like, the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You proficient. Cannot. Sure.
He's proficient.
Hey, listen. He's much better than I am.
He's a professional fighter.
But he has not spent spent his life building up his fucking bone density.
Right.
So when you go
leathering
up
his face.
When you go up against somebody who has been fighting since they were like 10, they're like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're gonna like their bones are cement.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, I like the bone. I think we should test bone density of the players we draft.
We should back do bone density tests.
Yes.
We should do skull shape tests.
We can hire Alex.
Fire epidurals.
The bone density guy. Mm-hmm. He comes in with a suitcase.
This is our BDG. Needle.
The needle's like fucking half. It, like he's got a
you can
attachment
see it,
to it.
You
he's
can see
keep
it.
Adding.
Alex come walking in with an oversized briefcase. And Brad Holmes just looks at his draft pick dead in the face. Or looks at his possible draft pick dead in the face. And just goes, this is our BDG, Alex Bozanovic. What's your BDG? This is our BDG.
This is the new DB. I'm going to give you a chance to be honest. What's your bone density, NM to milligrams?
I just come in with like tools I made myself, like dead ringers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
You can speak English, but you don't look like it, and you don't talk.
And, yeah, and you don't talk at all. You don't talk at all.
No, have you ever seen Dead Ringers?
Yes,
you've seen it. Yes. No, have you ever seen Dead Ringers? So it's Jeremy Irons. He plays twins, and they're twin gynecologists. And the one brother starts doing drugs and starts losing his fucking mind and starts making his own instruments to use on the women. And they come in and he's just ripping their pussies in half with these instruments.
In a good way?
In a bad way.
Oh, it's a horror movie.
Yeah, kind of.
It's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr.
It's more of like a thriller, but like.
Dr. Heckle, Mr. Stretch.
Yeah. But like that's me as the BDG. I'm just coming in with instruments that I made.
Dr. Heckle.
I like it.
I said Dr. Heckle.
How does this feel?
Yeah. I'd be like, is the needle that's this will be in your bone. Yeah. He won't talk to you. Ask me any questions that you have.
Yeah.
This will be in your bone.
I feel like every male gynecologist should have a certificate either that they're gay, right? They're like a certain government like sealed certificate, or their wife has to be there the whole time.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't disagree with
it. You saw your kids born.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Did you watch it come out?
Fuck yeah, all three of them.
Yeah. Did you get a little hard?
No. It's
your
emotion. Just not that kind of emotion. It's just not that kind of moment.
Not because of the pussy, but because there was a baby.
No. Yeah.
Like that's
no.
Put that
that's
in
a greasy ass baby, dog. That's a greasy ass baby. I'll tell you that right now.
I've seen it once on like PBS, and I was like,
dude. I'm telling you. The thing is, I saw that shit in fucking when I was 4 at the fair.
Yeah,
you know, watching fucking cows give birth and shit. I've seen that a ton. So it was like watching that shit happen.
It's not
but
nice
when
to
you see
call
it,
women that.
When but... you see when you see
type
it,
of women that go to the
when
state
you see
fair.
It and it's your girl and it's like it's dude, it's just you'll see.
Have you
you'll see. You won't.
Have you ever seen seen a deer giving birth?
No.
That is the funniest That is so funny.
Well, I'm assuming it's like a giraffe, right?
It's exactly like a giraffe. Yeah. And then the baby can't like walk, so it's just like trying to get up and like
they fell.
Yeah, it's like Nick after he comes.
Yeah. My mom like chose to do deer. It giraffe style too, and I thought that was wrong. You know what I mean? Just squat a little bit.
Yeah, just give me some fucking.
It seems wrong when you see a giraffe give birth.
There's a guy that I used to work with. He told us at work that his uncle was known as the pajama baby of New Jersey because his mom was like brushing her teeth and she used to sleep in like a onesie, and she just coughed and he just fell out into the onesie. And I'm like, this is bullshit. So I like Googled it.
Did he come out the butt flap?
Well, I'm like, this is bullshit. So I Googled it, and it was like a thing.
No shit. Jesus Christ.
The pajama baby of New Jersey.
Because he was talking about, like, it was like, he was talking about it like it was this, like, big, like,
famous. You ever heard of the butt baby of Connecticut?
Yeah.
I have not.
No?
Nope.
Yeah, different story, different tale. Tale for another time. Oh, wow. You know what I mean? Well, hey, what do you think of the Christmas beers? Not terrible.
Yeah, no, they're good.
I feel like it's the first drink's a little weird. It gets really good at the end.
Once it's done, it wasn't that bad.
Oh my god! No,
is this just like a Modelo Negro?
Easy.
I know. Damn, Alex.
That's what it's called.
Slav.
That's what it's called.
What is this, Cum Town?
Mm-hmm. No, it's Man Shark Secret. The thing
is,
too,
is I've never seen what color it is, so I don't know. It could be.
I'm pretty sure it's just Modelo Negro.
I think it's a little different.
I haven't had one in a while. So
then again, too, I've only ever had Modelo Negro on draft.
I used to have it a lot, but I haven't had it in a long time. Empty.
Fuck you, EJ. He listens, and he thinks that the Bears are about to be like the new dynasty.
You're having a good season, buddy. Come on.
He's not the guy. You guys aren't the Ben Johnson's going to wear out. Trust me. He's basically trying to fake grit. He's trying to fake. What words are you using? What four words?
What's he using? I don't know.
Funk.
I don't know.
He's
probably hard. Calling it grime. Know. Why are you gonna open your fucking beer? Oh my god! You just shot it right in your mouth, dude. You fucking filthy little shooter. Look at you. What a dirty girl.
Don't call me that.
What a dirty girl, dude. Stop little it, just. Man. I see a little fireball on your shirt. Stop. A little fireball on your shirt, a little sexy little thing, you.
Stop.
Your little Final Fantasy fireball.
You guys see the picture on the internet today with Kevin McAllister, Macaulay Culkin staring up at a redacted Trump? Old Malone too, starring Macaulay Culkin with redacted and all this other redacted shit.
I didn't see that.
I thought I'd bring it up because you know how I like to get political.
Yeah, another one. So not only did Jake Paul get fucked up, but so did Andrew Tate.
I heard that.
And he got fucked up by a guy that punches like a girl.
Oh, really? Had some elbow swings.
Isn't he a kickboxer?
Yeah, and he boxed. He like regular boxed. Now, I'm going to like kickboxing, he would, of course, kick my ass.
Mm-hmm.
But after seeing this, I'm like, if I had time to like train.
To get in shape.
I think with I could a, fucking beat this guy.
If you had a sniper.
No. With my fists. If I had time to like get in shape.
Let me see your hands. Make a fist. Give you the time. You need a year.
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't do it right now. I couldn't do it right now.
Give
but like
a year. Those aren't bad fists.
If I had 6 months to a year.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could fucking beat this guy.
I think you give yourself 9 months, fuck it, split the difference, see what happens.
I mean,
because the thing is, it sounds to me like you ain't afraid to take an ass whooping from this guy either.
I'm not, because his punch is fucking weak.
Yeah, dude.
Like kickboxing, sure, I'm not kickboxing this guy.
Just let it be known now, if the challenge is accepted, we will get Alex Bosanovic in shape to fight Andrew Tate. Within 12 months' time.
Again, kickboxing, he'll fucking wash me.
No kicking.
Dude. But like, just boxing.
Straight boxing?
I'd box him.
Yeah, let's box him.
I would box him.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you, dog.
As long as you got that cushion thing on your
head. I'm not going to say it again. I'm not going to say it again because the challenge has been issued. Right? You know what I mean? Could you fucking imagine? If we fucking hurt, I'd be like, Daddy, we can do this. I'd get so many bad motherfuckers in your fucking side, dude.
You're wearing like a little rascal's hat in the corner.
Oh, dude, no, I look like Mickey from fucking Rocky. I dress like Mickey immediately. I'd immediately get the hat. Yeah. I'd get like a pullover with a zip. You know, the whole thing. I'd look like Mickey at all times.
And like, I'm the girl walking around with the numbers.
Nah, dude, you'd be like Jamie Foxx from fucking Ali.
No,
you'd be like a fucking hype man. You'd be the dopest hype man. You'd be the best hype man.
You know what's done with boxing?
You'd be the immediate shit talker. All you do is you talk shit. Yeah, you start fucking fighting.
Get
you
another boxing clock. Movie. Yawn.
We'd get you a big ass clock.
Just walk around.
But you wear it on your back.
Yeah. I was watching. I saw these, because I was watching all this Jake Paul shit. I started getting other shit, and I got these videos of this like Japanese guy.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? Like something Inoue.
I don't know.
This guy was sick.
Was he?
He's like a flyweight. He's like 5'5". Like,
I know Japanese boxing is nasty as fuck right now.
No, dude. I mean, it was like a.
Is he an MMA guy or a boxer?
No, boxer.
Yeah, dude. Japanese boxing is nasty. Japanese boxing, and they're also like Olympic wrestling. Like, their lightweights are vicious. Fucking.
Yeah. No, this guy. It's funny because it was just a video of like. Nothing but him getting disrespected, mm-hmm. even though he's just knocking everybody out.
The fuck out.
Like, everybody just keeps disrespecting. Like, oh, he's small. I can beat him. And then just get in the ring, and he's just fucking...
It's...
I love a Japanese motherfucker.
I had a... there's a period of time where I had a... Like, there was just magic, and there's people that have magic in their right hand. I had it for a very short period of time. And there's people that... And it's... I don't know if they're... I knew a handful of folks that have it. And you see it sometimes. Fucking what's his name? Deontay Wilder is one of the most... Mike Tyson, you know. But those are the guys that are like next level echelon.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but the thing is, what's crazy about that is the majority of those professional fighters are natural. Just they have natural power. They're just going to have natural power. Maybe that's not going to translate to another fighter. But if you're on the street with them, that's a natural.
Yeah.
Trained like power. Rhino in their DNA.
Yeah, dude. It's something. Yeah, they have rhino in their. That's exactly right, Nick. They have rhino in their DNA. Something. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm saying we're
celebrating Christmas like we're in fucking Mexico, and you drop in here and say these guys
I'm
got fucking
to
rhinos
sneak
in their DNA.
Animals into your boxing conversation.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. My apologies.
They're all animals.
I'm sorry for overreacting.
Dude, I mean, could you imagine getting hit by one of those guys?
No.
No.
I don't think I could even fathom the pain.
I don't think I'd be pain. I'd just be out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I could even fathom.
If I get hit in the head, I'm sleeping. No doubt in my mind.
I get hit in the head, I get angry.
Like, I mean, well, but I mean, in trouble. But I mean, even imagine, but even imagine them like a body shot from one of these guys.
It'd blow something up. I'm so soft.
That's what I'm saying.
I was a professional boxer before every fight, I would like open up a cabinet door and then bend down and pick up something and then get up and accidentally hit my head on top of it.
You know what the only thing
and that, then I'd go out.
Yeah. You know what the only thing that's dude, like do
you understand?
Like, yeah, stub your toe. And then just
dude, for me it would just
my
be getting
mother.
The hiccups.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah, getting hiccups.
Hiccups make you angry?
I get so mad when I get the hiccups.
It's because you're a control freak.
I get so... I get them so much,
because I get it, too. Mm-hmm. I know, but when you get it, and then it just... You try to laugh it off, and then... Mm-hmm. And then it just keeps happening.
Motherfucker.
And you do the thing that they tell you to do. You hold your breath, and it just won't fucking stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go burp. I burp until I puke. That's my technique for hiccups. Just burp until you vomit, bro. It's not hard.
I do the hokey pokey.
Do you?
Turn
it
myself
never
around.
Works. Do you?
It works for me.
Does it? Centrifugal force. That makes sense.
All the cliches have worked for me once. Mm-hmm. Like, drink a bunch of water. That worked one time.
Mm-hmm.
Get scared.
That's why there's so many.
Yeah.
Because they only work
once. I went
once.
To a haunted house one time.
Did you?
I had such bad hiccups. Bad hiccups.
I watched straight porn.
Spooked it right out of you.
Yeah, the thing is, what sucks about that is you burnt about four fucking techniques while you watch. Yeah. You almost puked. You fucking burped a bunch probably because you're getting anxious. You farted. Fucking anything fucking happened.
Well, the shitting my pants didn't have anything to do with it.
I just shit my pants.
That just usually happens.
Yeah. That's when I had a fatty liver. It's back when you hit the back of the fat liver days, dude.
Yeah.
How's that liver doing, dude? You look great, by the way. Still.
I think it's still fat.
I doubt it.
My feet have been smelling, and I've been trying to make them not smell. Something's happening. I think I have cancer.
You think so? You think smelly feet?
Doesn't that seem like a cancer thing?
I think someone told me that they think Bob Marley got cancer because he played soccer barefoot, and he had like a little abscess on there, and he wasn't taking care of it. Are you taking care of your feet? It's important to take care of your feet.
Yeah.
Start washing your feet a little bit better. Don't be afraid to use a powder on them every once in a while. You know what I mean? I'd be devastated if something happened to you.
It could also be. It could also just be like a hormone thing. You might just be getting older.
Oh, but you tell me this might be a permanent, like a new reality for me.
No.
I mean,
like
if
your body
you don't,
chemistry's
if
changing
you, if,
a hair.
Like I'm going through a second puberty.
It could be if you don't start making lifestyle changes.
Do you sleep with socks on?
No. Am I a serial killer?
I don't just ask
you.
Absolutely not.
I don't believe
in
it.
What are you talking about?
A lot of these, issues have to do with gut. Like gut problems.
Yeah, your feet probably
smells
directly connected to your
just
your
like
feet smell.
Like skin issues, like anything. It's all usually gut. It's tied to the gut.
Yeah, he learned that from Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all he wants to talk about is gut issues and boxing.
Yeah, this fucking guy.
And kickboxing.
We'll fight Fan Bozanovic over here.
I think I've been like watching all these like boxing clips.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I think I'm going to get into boxing.
It'd be good for you.
You should.
I mean, not like fighting, not like actually boxing, but like, no. I mean like watching.
That's not good for you. Yeah, it's fun.
I want to become like a boxing fan.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's not hard.
We were really excited for Alex's new lifestyle, possibly for a second there.
Yeah.
No,
I was like, hell yeah.
We're like, oh yeah,
dude,
yeah, you should. You know what? You should.
No, I want to be a boxing fan.
He's like, I want to be a boxing fan and then go back to playing games.
Yeah, I think I enjoy watching boxing.
Well, I think as being that you are a world class knockout kings player.
Me too. I'll get into it with you.
Yeah,
there's a boxing gym.
I've always liked boxing.
I could get out of my apartment and walk and just hop a little cement fence, and like I'm talking like a minute, and I'm at this title. It's called Title Boxing Gym.
Yeah.
And they're always trying to get people in there.
Yeah.
And every day I don't do it.
Yeah, most boxing gyms are also like named like the. But a lot of times you can't tell the difference if it's a boxing gym or like a title company. It's like it's like Title Boxing. It's also like First American Boxing.
Yeah.
Liberty Boxing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
Mortgage First Boxing.
Yeah,
right?
Mortgage One Boxing.
Well, it's just if you walk by the window, it's just a bunch of bags that nobody are hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Title Financial
Boxing. A bunch of dusty ass bags.
American Financial Title Boxing. Mm-hmm. Eagles.
Yeah. You guys are having
Go Cats.
No idea.
Go Cats. Can we start that?
What's that?
For the Lions.
Go Cats. No.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it.
No, that's terrible.
I'm just trying to think of something new.
Yeah.
Something needs to happen. Especially with you in the stands. I didn't know you were there yesterday.
You didn't?
That upsets me knowing that.
Well, the thing is, we give them a field goal on the first drive, which isn't terrible. Ugh. But the bigger reason we gave them the field goal on the first drive was because we went 3-and-out on our first fucking drive. And I'm like, why are we taking the ball first? Why aren't we deferring? Defer. Take the ball in the second half.
You know, if we took those points, we won the game.
What are you talking about?
No, that's not true. But if we took the points.
Also, let's not forget that fucking fluke ass touchdown.
Right before
the half.
Miracle of,
He's really good at throwing those in Ford Field.
Yeah.
Did you see Rodgers trying to recreate the miracle?
Yeah, that's what I just said. You're too busy waiting to talk to hear what I said.
No.
I said he likes doing that in Ford Field.
But like, it was like in the same spot.
Exactly. It was disgusting. It was disturbing. Yeah. Oh,
and I think he
that night I woke every person up in my house that night.
You say that every time they lose.
I'm saying like from the basement at Longdale.
And win.
From the basement at Longdale because it was a long night and I was so furious.
And you were alone. I'm sorry. I should have been there for you.
In the basement. Alone in the basement.
Yeah. I mean, on bright side, the night before the Pistons won by 30.
Yeah, Daddy. The Pistons are looking nice.
Yeah.
Pistons are looking nice.
That was a revenge. Yes. That was a revenge game for getting fucking jobbed the night or 2 nights before that.
Which against who?
Dallas.
Yeah, the Dallas game was garbage.
Dude, those it's never been more blatant that they were like totally trying to like fuck the Pistons. Like, I mean, it was just like very obvious.
I think that's borderline thematic, and the fact that's also the one that's stirred fucking JB out of his fucking seat and got him yapping after the fucking game again too.
Well, so they were trying to eject Cade.
Yeah,
and
he stepped in.
The NBA stepped in and were like, no, give that technical to the Bickerstaff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you think that's really what happened?
That's what happened.
It is what happened.
They reported that. That's what happened. The NBA stepped in and were like, no, give that technical to JB.
Big brother.
So they're watching the whole fucking time too.
Yeah.
Knowing it's garbage. So infuriating.
Yeah.
The NBA is watching the NFL games. They call in sometimes and make a call.
That's one thing I do like about the NHL. I feel like the NHL is one of the last fucking leagues with some integrity.
And they should hold off.
What do you mean?
Like getting technology involved.
They should.
What do you mean
the
way it
is? Well, you said they're the only league with integrity. I feel like the reason they're the only league with integrity is because they're not using technology the way the other leagues are.
Maybe. But no, I think they watch in Toronto because they watch all the games for goals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But they don't call in for penalties and shit like that. Yeah. You know. But I'm saying because like if you flop in the fucking NHL, that's a penalty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I think those
for
are
being
all
a
like
pussy.
Yeah. Like, stop being a pussy.
2 minutes in the penalty.
Yeah. Two penalty box and two. He fucking well, faking. You saw it.
I feel like they should do a penalty. You saw what they he should was do doing. A penalty box and a pussy box.
Yeah, dude. And then that'd be good. They should 1 minute. 1 minute for being just 1 minute. Yeah. You just got to do a minute for being a pussy.
They should make them go into a little box where they have to play soccer for a second.
they should have to go into a box. We have to listen to their wife talk about what they had to do at the store.
Yeah, and the bitch at work.
Yeah,
they have to do a fucking what's that paddle? What do they call it? With a paddle? With
the paddle ball?
Spanking? Yeah.
No,
the little paddle with the ball
with
on
the ball
it.
Attached to it. What do they call that?
On a unicycle?
It's just paddle ball, right?
No, paddle balls. No, that's I'm thinking pickleball. Yeah, paddle ball.
Yeah,
something like that. They got to do something gay shit. They got to do some gay shit.
What if we made the penalty box like more like dunce cappy? Like you wear like a spinny hat. Mm-hmm.
You go in there and you got to put on a clown nose.
Mm-hmm. You have to do a monologue or something like embarrassing.
Yeah, you got to go in there and do your taxes.
Anything, yes. Anytime you go in there, you got to read something. You just got to read. You know, it's probably some manuals. You know what I mean? Just a couple of manuals.
And then prove
or
that you
like
read
that.
It. Like there's an essay.
Yeah.
After.
In order to get out of the penalty box, you got to answer like three questions.
You
got to
do a book report. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A 2 minute book report.
A math problem, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Some of these dudes.
Math problem. Some of these fucking idiots be in there 45 minutes. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah. What the fuck? What's the order of operations? Seriously, what's the order of operations?
All of a sudden, the Japanese are taking over hockey.
I think the reading would be harder, though. Because I think they view reading more like gayer than math.
Maybe, but you got to keep this in perspective. A lot of these guys can't wear their glasses on the ice. Keep that in mind. That might not be fair. We might want to think about some aptitude tests.
Yeah.
Some verbal stuff. You know what I mean?
You go into the penalty box, you got to take the Wonderlic.
You got to get a 14 to get out of this bitch. Yeah. It'll be verbal. We'll tell you the questions.
You have to do a spelling test, and you can't get out until you get it at least a B+.
Yeah. No, you have to do a spelling B, not a spelling test. Yeah. There's one guy in there who goes, "You ready? All right, let's go." Yeah.
There's a young Indian boy in there. That's your face. Yeah. Your face. People are calling into the ticket. Mm-hmm. The Indian boys are ruining hockey. But I love the idea of a penalty box.
Yeah, it is
compared
great.
Compared to other, you know.
You're grounded for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't understand basketball.
I love the idea of a power play. I love the idea. Like, hey, you fucked up. Go, okay, one of you guys got to go sit down for a minute.
Power play, too.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, you're up. Sorry, one of you guys got to go sit down. Go get weird. They should do that in every sport.
Take one guy out of a football game?
Yeah.
You cannot do
Take
that.
Take a guy out. Fuck that's, it. It's over with. Hey, that was holding. That's 10 yards. Get him the fuck out.
I don't know if I like that because if Branch looked at someone the wrong way, he'd be in the penalty box the whole fucking game.
Dude, but like imagine if like golf had to go out of for like, how interesting the game would be.
David Montgomery, right now we're running the Wildcat.
Yeah, you're doing Wildcat.
There but on that athletes. same play, two of their guys had to sit out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because one guy, you know, did something fucking stupid.
Constant
oversight.
And instead of penalty flags, you have to sit for like 2 minutes.
You guys are just chomping the bit to get back in. And the thing is, you can come back in during a play.
Oh, yeah. When the time comes out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Motherfucker.
Yes.
Guys are timing up using the clock different now. Dude, that'd be the most interesting game of all time.
They pulled their safety.
Hey. This is what the XFL needs to be.
Yeah, they need to incorporate some hockey rules. Yeah. Dude. Incorporate a penalty box.
You can pull your safety to get another linebacker.
Mm-hmm. You could get a guy coming out, but there'd be some offsides. There'd be some different kinds of offsides. So you could get a guy that's like all of a sudden they time it to where he's like, you have to keep a guy over by the penalty box because he's going to step out and be a receiver in 3 seconds, even if it's a lineman.
Yeah,
I think he's going to step out and be a receiver in 3 seconds.
I think we have our next Bert Selig $1 billion idea here.
I think this is good.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
I think you're right.
Focky.
Check that.
This is a
Focky, dude. Faki.
There we go.
Hell yes, dude.
This is gonna. This
How's
is gonna,
it spelled?
F-O-C-K-E-Y.
Yeah.
Faki.
Yeah.
F.
We might call it Fuki.
Maybe.
Yeah, we might call it Fuki.
F-O-O-C-K-Y.
We're keeping it Japanese.
Keep this all in mind. This is copyrighted and trademarked by BSI Industries, Bert Selleck Podcast, and Joy Road Media. Everything moving this forward is in that same regard. That's a legally binding statement. By God, and in God we trust.
It was I heard Nick Mullen on Gumtown one time I heard him one time say that football would be more interesting if you had to get the ball back to the quarterback. I think about that all the time. Just like every time, like it was just a long throw.
Yeah.
And then somehow. Yeah,
the bottom line is you got to get it back. Yeah. You better protect that son of a bitch.
But then, yeah.
That is going to be the biggest dude on the team. Josh Allen would be a monster because he'd just throw it and then just tear ass to whoever the fuck caught that ball.
Yeah.
He's going to be a dynamite fucking quarterback in
that
league.
I was bitching to you guys about this before the podcast. We lost the game because of the refs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they would have came back in the last minute. Fine. But that was not pass interference, and we all agree about it. And fucking so does Rex Ryan on Sports Center.
Once Rex Ryan was on board,
wearing
I was 100% on board.
Christmas sweater.
Yeah, his son works
little
for
suspicious.
His son works for the Lions.
Does
his son's
he?
On, yeah, he's on. He's like a
he's on the training
teams.
Staff.
Yeah, he's a special teams guy. No,
okay. You know what's funny? A video.
Or, no. Check that he's an offensive assistant.
It. You know what's funny? A video came out like right after he like left the Jets, of him and his brother, like, in Hawaii or some shit, and they're like at some like luau thing. And they kind of get into a shoving match with just some random guy.
Oh, could you imagine?
It's just like the two of them, just like
ready to take on everybody, dude. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I'm just watching the video. I'm like, this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
This
makes, that tracks.
Yeah, this 100%. Makes so much sense. Yeah,
yeah.
To this day, I'm grown. If I see my brothers getting into it with somebody, I'm like, God. Damn it.
It was like, but it was like
it's good. You're going to get into it.
But it was like the most like white trash
thing
ever.
Yeah.
Like those, it was just so funny.
Dude, apparently there's thousands of those stories too.
Yeah.
Apparently like the Ryan boys were rough and tumble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like apparently there's points too. There were bars they weren't allowed to be at together.
The Harbaughs versus the Ryans.
Come on.
Oh, the Ryans. Was
the Ryans would mop the floor with the whole Harbaugh family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, those boys were big and dangerous.
The Harbaughs are liberals.
Yeah.
They are. They're liberals.
I'd take Dan Campbell and the Walrus versus anybody.
The Walrus?
The Kansas City Coach.
Andy Reid?
Oh, Andy Reid.
No.
Just I'll right take, in front with Dan Campbell right behind
I'd
him.
I'd take Dan
ISO
Campbell
formation.
And Mike Vrabel against the fucking
world.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Yeah,
Dan Campbell
and
Mike
Vrabel
against every coach in the NFL.
Yeah, those two would wreck everybody.
Mike
yeah.
Tomlin.
They would get wrecked.
It's got black strength.
It's valid. It's valid.
That little
and
extra
we'll
cap.
Have a lot of support. He'll have a lot of support.
The twitch muscle.
The quick twitch, son.
Come on, huh?
Dude. How many announcers have been fired for that comment?
What I was gonna say is we lost the game because of the refs, and it's clear cut, right? So why is that in 2025? Why is that fucking possible?
Yeah.
Why? That like we need. I want to be like Jesus about this. I'm gonna start being peaceful and like just looking straight and just wearing a robe and just going around and talking shit about refs.
Yeah,
and saying you know I'm gonna make a movement on this because this is ridiculous.
You're ready to turn the other cheek on
it's
these
ridiculous.
Motherfuckers.
What other game did we lose recently because of some bullshit?
Dude, there's so many games.
Yeah,
I know. It's the curse
recent,
of the Bobby Lane.
We had something with Kansas City earlier this year.
Branch had an interception called back for some bullshit.
And we're not being biased either with this shit. Like
we'll never be looked at as being objective about this
that,
because we're Lions.
That whole we're in Lions jerseys?
That whole not just jerseys. We're wearing the whole uniform.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to talk to this helmet. I hope you guys can hear
like,
us.
Like, until you guys got here, I wasn't even wearing the jersey. I was just wearing the pants.
Yeah.
John's got
I had to help him with his pads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
John has a couple.
Which I always do, don't I?
Yeah.
I always do.
Yeah. The whole Kansas City game was bullshit.
Yeah. That was, the whole thing was garbage.
But this one is tangible.
We had two games this year where one game where the team had no penalties and another one where the team didn't get a penalty until there was 3 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
And I was beside myself in those regards because that's fucking unheard of in the NFL.
Right. It's like, what? Oh, they were just good boys that day?
They just happened to be playing perfect.
Oh, just good boys.
No holding.
Bunch of good football players.
Yeah, just incredibly good technique out there. Wow.
But like, dude, look at the footage. He didn't, it wasn't pass interference, and we scored, and St. Brown, like, didn't even do a touchdown dance. He did what we all did. He, like, fucking bowed down, and, like, he was like, thank God.
Well, no, I think he saw the flag come out. That's why he did that.
That's probably
why. I think he turned around and saw the flag.
That's
and
another interpretation.
Yeah, that's another interpretation that might be more
Here's the thing. Here's the thing that nobody's brought up yet, though. DK Metcalf punched a guy.
Yeah.
And why take him out of the game? If the NFL can watch the game, they're watching it in New York. They saw that happen. They saw him grab his stupid blue hair. His fake blue hair.
Yeah.
And from what I heard, you know what he said to him?
He called him by his full name.
Yeah, but he replaced the middle name with the N-word.
Oh, did he?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's what we all thought, right? That's the only reason everybody was like, we don't know what he said.
Yeah,
he might have said something fucking foolish.
If it was Jack Campbell, they'd have been like, you know.
And then Shannon Sharp was trying to say that he deserved it because he called him by his full name because that's disrespectful.
Why? What's his full name?
Skip. I don't know. But his name's like he goes by DK, right? Okay. And so this guy like purposely called him by his like full
name. That's cuz Shannon's middle name is Penelope.
DK's real name is Denise Knight.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
British Knights.
Yeah. No, his real name is Denise Karen.
It's Donkey Kong. That's got racial undertones.
Yeah, dude, that's he probably maybe he did deserve to get punched in the face.
Well, I don't know if that guy in the stands deserved it, but Nick definitely deserved it.
No, that's what the guy said. Nick just said that's what the guy said. Right, Nick?
Yeah. That's what he said. Called him Donkey Kong Metcalf.
Big fucking barrel throwing motherfucker.
Did you see the white fucking Gentiles sitting next to him just fucking all scared about the whole thing? Like, even when they hit him, I was waiting when I watched it because it's in slow motion, the replay. I was waiting for the people next to him to be like, whoa. Yeah. But they were just
He might have been saying some foul shit. Dude.
Yeah, that's what scares me.
No, dude, white people avoid conflict.
I disagree with that.
Certain whites. No, certain whites.
Front row whites.
That's why I call them Gentiles.
Front row whites.
For sure, Gentiles. Me and Keith had dinner one night at Majestic Cafe when that was still open. And we're just having dinner. And then there's like this table of three older ladies that clearly watch PBS a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not bad.
And we're eating, and all of a sudden we just hear somebody choking.
Mm-hmm.
And we look over and it's their table. And one of them is just like barely kind of like tapping their back, which is not correct.
That's not what you're going
to. But they're like barely tapping their back and they're just like choking.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, like, someone from the kitchen comes out and starts giving them the Heimlich, and it's just not working. So they take them in the back, and they're in the back, and you can just, you still hear everything.
Just bones breaking.
They're in the back, and then finally, like, they get whatever's in their throat out. The whole time this is happening, like, the whole restaurant is like, what the fuck? We look over at the two ladies that came with this person. Mm-hmm. They're just eating.
Didn't even stop eating.
No.
She does this.
It's fucking Larry David.
She does this.
She's like, this bitch embarrasses us everywhere.
Every time you bring Vicky, she fucking does this type of shit.
Oh, they were
you know what she's trying to do? She's trying to get a free meal.
Yeah.
You ever read the book Choke by Chuck Palahniuk? No. That's the whole gist. I'm sorry. Spoiler. The gist of the joke is this guy chokes on food at restaurants so that people will save him, cover his bill, and then feel like they have like a complex over it that they like, I saved this guy. So he stays in touch with them. They send him money every once in a while. You know, he's just a hustler. You know, anybody chokes in restaurants.
What?
Yeah. That's you got to read the book. It's good.
That is so
Chuck
funny.
Palahniuk. Same guy that did Fight Club and Survivor and all that.
That's so funny.
Yeah. That is funny.
That's excellent.
I should star in that.
But yeah, the other two ladies.
Sam Rockwell starred in it.
Damn it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the other two ladies. Well, I mean, if Sam Rockwell starred in it, that's like perfect for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got a Sam Rockwell quality to you.
For sure.
Short and kind of queer. And,
yeah.
And, you know, you can do accents and shit.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Moon?
I have.
Moon's great.
Have I seen
Moon?
Maybe I should watch Moon.
You should watch Moon.
There's pins in it?
To open up the latch.
Yeah, yeah, to open up the latches.
Two different latches.
Yeah. It's in the, well, I don't want to. No, I mean,
don't spoil it.
But there has to
be
latches.
There has to
be. There's latches. Yeah, the latches have pins. Yes. Yeah.
And I need to stop asking that question. Of course there were pins in it. If you saw it, of course there were pins in it. I got to stop questioning it.
Yeah. But yeah, you should watch. Yeah. You need to see
more. Beyond that, back to the earlier point, and I said it, and I'm going to say it again, but people who are white people that are on the sideline, that have sideline ticket money like that, they're not about that life.
No, they're Gentiles.
Yeah.
Gentiles. I got that from Joey Diaz. He goes, these confused Gentiles at Starbucks singing Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
Fuck them, dog.
Squares, fuck them, dog.
Yeah, like...
My folks always refer to folks and people as squares. They're squares, dog.
I look
be
at
cool
it as
around them. Be cool around them.
The
don't
white
talk to
people
them
whose lineage was here for slavery. That's a little bit of it.
It's valid. Most of those folks didn't move north though and become Lions fans.
Yeah. I think it's more so you could probably track those people like back to like the Pilgrims.
A little more conservative.
Like Pilgrims and like Puritans and shit.
Well, yeah.
Pilgrims are the OGs, dude. They're from a punk perspective. They were like, no, this place isn't quite punk rock enough.
I view them more as like the like incels.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying from a whatever. I'm saying the punk rock, I guess, is too cool. His faction is too cool.
They
were like, this isn't quite as aggressive as we needed to be.
I think. Everybody like fucking hated them in Europe.
There's maybe a big point of it too.
And we're just like, fuck these guys. Mm-hmm. They fuck everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Get them.
And so people in Europe were probably just like, we're not going to listen to you because you're
wearing belts
you're,
on their
because
shoes.
You're a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
Right.
And so they weren't getting any of the shit that they wanted as far as like religious shit. But that's because Europeans realized if we open the door to these people a little bit, they're going to take everything.
Yeah.
And so they were like, all right, well, we can't fucking convince these people. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And so that's why they went to America.
Yeah. First, they went to Holland because they got ragged up because they were practicing the wrong religion in England. And they first went to Holland. And even Holland was like, you guys fucking suck.
Yeah, you guys suck.
You know what's a good joint? You know what would be a good place for you?
Yeah.
I got an idea.
This is new place.
There's a new place. We know you've heard of it.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah.
We got boats. Okay, we're going to put you on it. We got some guys that are going to go with you because they're going to set up some campsites. They're going to set up some things for you. And you're going to have to help them a little bit. Bam. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, all of your pilgrims are indentured to this fucking company. Right. That's what happened.
The only thing I want to warn you about, they got some people, they're running around with feathers.
Mm-hmm.
They got feathers on the head. And
I know you guys heard about what happened. I know you guys heard about what happened at Roanoke. That was fucking circumstantial.
They might be okay.
We just haven't seen them yet.
They might have went deeper in. Yes.
The ones north of where you're going up the north side. They're good folk.
Don't be racist.
Good
about
folk.
It.
Don't go. Be racist about it.
And,
just fucking,
and another
get
thing
there, just,
I'm gonna
you know,
tell you is get that buckle off your hat and put it on your fucking waist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
stop
your pants
sagging.
Keep fucking
we
falling
don't like
down.
Your hip hop music.
Yeah. Your dumb fucking shoes. Your dumb fucking hats.
Cut your fucking hair.
Cut your fucking hair.
You fucking bucklehead.
Anyways, you know, the Dutch were a lot nicer about it. The English were like, get the fuck out of here, but give us your money first. And they're like, no.
Yeah, no, I think the Pilgrims sucked.
Yeah. No,
I think they were pretty cool.
No, they sucked.
Yeah, well, a lot of them died.
They're like, the Pilgrims, if I'm going to equate them to anything today, I would equate them to kick streamers.
I don't know what
they
that
were
means.
Like the kick streamers of the time. Yeah, so kick streamers are people basically that got banned on Twitch and YouTube and went to kick to stream.
It's like the 4chan of streaming?
Pretty much, yeah. Because like if you go on kick at any moment, you can find definitely gambling. Like you can close your eyes and pick somebody and they're gambling. You can also probably find like a 18, 19-year-old guy trying to get like a 14 or 15-year-old girl to show her tits.
Jesus Christ.
You can... A guy actually died on
How do you spell
stream.
Kick? How do you spell it?
Like kick.
K-I-C-K?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like something I would not be interested in.
I saw a donkey show on there.
What's the gambling part you were talking about again? You're like, there's a guy's gambling. I like you're not allowed to stream yourself gambling.
Not on Twitch or YouTube.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Kick, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You got pedophiles on there, like trying to get fucking girls to show their tits.
I might just do a little vigilante work on Kick.
And then a guy actually died on stream. because he was doing like an extreme challenge. Mm-hmm. And there were these other guys that like coaxed him into like doing it. Mm-hmm. And basically, if he started to like fall asleep, they would just like beat the shit out of him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And he was awake for like 3 straight days or some shit.
And he died. And cardiac he died. Arrest.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it. I think that'll do. Sorry, it's Stolen Valor. I don't think there's anybody that could fall keep me from falling asleep, because I keep a gun close, son. You know what I mean? I keep that strap close.
Yeah,
I do personally. I don't know how you guys sleep, but I keep that strap close. You know what I'm saying? Fuck yeah, bro.
Loaded.
You know how close I fucking
loaded.
Loaded.
I sleep. You know what? You know how
just
I sleep.
In case.
I leave. I know how you sleep.
I sleep. I sleep with that chastity belt from Dusk Till Dawn,
mm-hmm. And, yeah. And a mini baseball bat you got from a Tigers game.
Mm-hmm. No, he sleeps with that fucking that dick with belt, that heater, the double revolver dick belt.
You got that heater down there?
Oh, he sleeps with that. He sleeps with that shooter. He keeps his eye on that thing.
I had triggers installed into both my nipples.
Did you?
At all times.
Nice. You're like a fembot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A lot like a fembot from Awesome Powers.
I figured since I got mantids, might as well.
Yeah. No, I get it. I keep that shoddy on 5. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I keep that shoddy on 5 with 6 racked in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. No.
I keep that shoddy on 5. I keep that shoddy on 5.
I want to know, but.
Okay. With that 6 racked in.
Okay.
No safe, son. No safe.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's how I live my life.
All right.
Okay.
Jesus.
That's how I live my life. Rocking the leather case. Rocking the leather. Cool rocking the leather case. Quick hand through canvas. You know what I'm saying? Quick hand through canvas. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You feel me?
Of course.
Of course. I know Alex knows, dude. I know Alex knows.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
1,000%. I know. That's why I'm looking at Nick.
I'd like to know what you're
talking
about.
Yeah, I bet you would.
You need some bejesus in your life.
I bet you would. I don't need none of that. I just need to keep that shoddy on 5. You know what I'm saying? Keep that shoddy with 6 racked in.
I keep
the quick reach through canvas, son. With the quick reach, Alex knows, dude. He knows, dude. It's
I too keep it
true.
My, I keep
it's
my
too
gun
true for
purse.
You. It's too true for you, Nick.
If I ever get a gun, I'm also gonna start wearing a purse.
You don't keep that strap on it,
and I'm gonna keep it in the purse.
That's smart, dude.
You
That's
know what I'm
smart.
Saying?
That's smart, honestly.
Just because if I get a gun, it's mm-hmm. because I really, truly, sincerely wish a motherfucker would. Yeah. And I want to kill somebody. That's why
you're
I would get a
you're
gun.
Out here walking around like Charles Bronson.
Yeah, yes, dude. Yes. Like allegedly. A gay, I'm trying to be like gay, like hitting on gangster boys.
Oh, no, you're like a mix of Charles Bronson and Bruce Lee.
Yes.
You're like a mix between
and
like,
that
yeah.
Rip Taylor.
And,
do you know Rip
and,
Taylor?
And Madea. Yeah.
The guy at the end of Jackass with the
Taylor,
fucking...
Yeah.
With the confetti.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Beautiful show.
Yes. So a mix of those three and Denzel.
Yeah. Man on fire, Denzel. Man on fire, Denzel.
we're at an hour.
What? For real?
Yeah.
God, time flies.
Have you ever considered this seriously about the podcast? Like, because sometimes we get cooking around like the 20-minute mark.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever considered we just go a little bit longer than you started like that? Or you're just such a purist. You're like a Yoko Ono of podcasts.
If you guys can get here earlier, we can maybe do that. But at this point, I'm fucking tired and I just want to get this shit up.
Well, I'm not saying tonight. I'm just saying in general, you've never once cut anything out of the podcast unless
what
Alex.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Ian says the N-word.
What are you talking about? I mean, I cut stuff out of the show every week because you... Just keep saying the N-word.
Ian does.
No, you do.
It's the
did
ghost
he
of
heard,
Ian.
He heard you say we did an hour, right?
Yeah.
He heard you say that part?
Yeah.
Then what the fuck is he even talking about?
Don't you?
We hit an hour, Nick.
I'm saying I'm breaking the fourth wall for the audience for a second here.
What the fuck? My headphones are half off.
Here's what I think this podcast needs sometimes. To cut out the beginning.
We did an hour, but he said we hit an hour. We do an hour.
Pickles.
We do an